was your first mistake. You folks out here this afternoon. And have you enjoyed the show this weekend so far? That's good. That's all we wanted for you to enjoy, all the bands we've got picked out to come here at Del Fest. Now, I'd like to tell you a few things about this band back here behind me. You know, they've been busy. Now, I'll tell you, I've been sitting at home not doing nothing here lately. Kind of felt good in a way. In another way, I got to itching before the show. They've been out for a month, approximately a month, with Dirk Bentley, and they've been playing a bluegrass record. They've been promoting a bluegrass record that Dirk's put out. And the guy that I'm about to introduce to you right now, they played. Yeah, how about them Lee Boys? That's what I said. They'll be on tonight. You know that, well, since you mentioned it, this guy mentioned the Lee Boys, and you know, they recorded an album with the Lee Boys, which is not out yet, is it? It's an EP so far. It'll be a long play after a while, but it's an EP right now. But I'd like to say something about the mandolin player. You know, all during that month when they were touring, in the beginning, Ronnie recorded, was on a record with Willie Nelson. You know who that is? Well, I never heard of him before till. No, I'm just kidding about that. You know, he's a really popular guy, and he used to be on the Grand Ole Opry all the time. But anyway, Ronnie recorded a record with Willie, and so then they're, you know, after the record's out, you got to go do TV, and so he did the West Coast television with Willie. That was the Leno show. Craig Ferguson, a little bit late for me. I didn't stay up that late to see it. This guy said, who can stay up with Willie? Anyway. And then they did the Letterman show on the East Coast. And he had to fly to Boston and play and join back up with the Dirk Bentley and all these musicians you see up here. Plus a few more, I think. But anyway, a hand for Ronnie McCurry.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. Thank you all for being here, that's for sure. I'm going to go back all the way to the roots of this music and play a tune that Bill Monroe wrote. They consider this to be the very first bluegrass instrumental recorded. It's a breakdown. It's entitled A Bluegrass.